this was like the big picture for me, how this soul formula works. You just have to develop those skills. They are within you. They are granted to you, but you have to develop them.
Ever wondered that you actually already have all the skills necessary to live your life in full potential? We just need to find them and develop. In this episode, together with Sandra Reschenko, we will discover the formula of soul. And by the way, here we are not going to traditional explanation of your zodiac. No, here we go much deeper. We talk about how sun illuminates your house. No, not the one you live in currently. Well, you will find all the answers in a moment. Sandra is an astropsychologist, and she is the perfect person to explain us all the questions about illumination, houses, charts, unactivating mechanisms, and so on. She tested it all on herself and her loved ones, and also she shares what her clients say and feel after just one consultation with Sandra. This is a Non-Cool People podcast, and I'm your host, Kat.
I want to really start with the basics. What is astropsychology and what does one astropsychologist do?
Oh, actually, that's a very broad question, but I will try to give as a short answer as possible, not to fill somebody's mind with unnecessary information, about astropsychology, what it is. So astropsychology can be viewed from two perspectives. First is astrology plus psychology. So I can study astrology, and in addition, I can take some psychology courses or study psychology in university, and then mix these two disciplines together. This can be called the astropsychology. But what I am doing, now I am studying astrology in addition. So I am putting a lot of new knowledge into my brain. So this is already something different from what I was doing at the beginning. But this second branch of what can be called astropsychology is a totally different instrument, which is based on formula of soul or soul code. It can be called as you wish in Latvian. It is Dvesla's formula, in Russian, formula души. So this is, I don't know if this translation into English is precise, since this discipline comes from Russia. It was created there, and it is, in comparison to astrology itself, something quite new. And from this soul code, soul formula, I can see the person's potential. So what is his main traits of character, which has to be developed? So where is his potential? What is that seed which was put in that person when he was born? And what is that he has to grow during his life? Where he has to expand himself? What characteristics he has to develop to feel full and to feel good about what he's doing, who he is as a person. And I can show it with an example from my soul code, soul formula. When we talk about soul formula, we always talk only about planets. So we don't have houses there. We have only planets and how they impact our personality. And I have one of my main planets in my soul code is Jupiter. And it is responsible for spiritual leaders, teachers. So energies that I have to develop in myself is spirituality, leadership, being a teacher, a mentor, having a broad view on everything that happens. So my own philosophy, I have to be interested in it. And the main trait that goes through this planet is teaching others, sharing information, presenting information. So I learn something, I give it away. I learn something, I give it away. And from my very, very young age, I was completely sure that I will never, ever become a teacher, because my mom was a teacher, and the only things that I saw was that it's so hard. It's so complicated. It's so devastating, actually, to be there, to control these kids who don't want to learn. Because also she was teaching art. And for young children, this is something, oh, this is bullshit, I will never need art. So it was very hard for her to push them to do something in her lessons. And I just put a stamp on it, so I will never do it. This is not for me. I'm a terrible teacher. And I was completely sure about that. But I had this, my ultra mental breakdown. I was 24 at the time, and I had a possibility, an opportunity to read lectures to students, to international students in University of Latvia in private international law. So this was quite challenging. And I already knew that I have the Jupiter in the center of my formula. And I was like, I don't want to, because I know that I am a terrible teacher. It is impossible that I can teach something to somebody and that he understands. But I agreed. And this was a challenge for me. And I agreed with a thought that I will just try. I will just try, and nothing bad can happen. So the worst thing that can happen to me is that it won't work, and I will just never do it again. So this is it, nothing else. Because, of course, I'll do my best. I will try and prepare the materials and et cetera, et cetera. And then I did it. I read lectures for half a year, organized seminars, checked the exams, and put the marks. This is like I was a real professor. And what I understood in this half a year was that I, first of all, really enjoyed it. I loved to give those lectures and to organize those seminars and to teach students to explain the topic, the very complicated topic of private international law in a very simple language. And so the second thing were the reviews of the students. University offered to read those lectures in this semester as well. Because the reviews were great, and they were just they wrote an email to me and my colleagues, and they were like, just look at those reviews. I have never seen something like that. And they reviewed each professor separately. So I checked my reviews, and I was shocked, actually. So what I read there was that this was amazing, and the professor was really engaging, and this subject was very interesting. This was the best course. And so they are students of international diplomacy or something like that. So they are not law students. And this law subject was the most interesting subject for them in the whole year. And then there were students that wrote that I didn't know that learning about regulations can be so interesting. And so and all of those reviews were something like that. And I felt so good. I'm like, I can do it. And actually, I like it. And the people that I teach, they also like it. And this was like the big picture for me, how this soul formula works. You just have to develop those skills. They are within you. They are granted to you, but you have to develop them. And my 24 years of my life, I was completely sure that I'm a disaster in teaching, that this will never happen to me. And if I will try, then this will be terrible. But I tried, and I didn't regret any moment that I tried. And then because of those lectures, I actually began my Instagram, the Sandra's Magic Kick Instagram. I had my private Instagram, but I didn't do anything there. I just from time to time, once in 2-3 months, maybe half a year, posted a picture, and that's it. And then I started this Instagram because I understood that I want to share it. I want to share this astropsychology knowledge. I think that everybody should know it. Everybody should understand that there is something you might deny all your life that is actually your huge power. And this is oftentimes a case when a person denies something and very strongly, and this is actually where his power lies.
This is a very powerful story, actually, because many times we deny just because we have some perception on the thing, mm-hmm. right? How can one discover their own, the formula of soul? What tools do you use to share with someone this formula?
What you have to know about yourself is your date of birth. So the date, month, year, time, and place. And then there is an application that is created by the creators of Soul Formula. So they are still alive. And you can generate your Soul Formula there. Name of this app is astrofd.ru. And what I have to warn, that this application is in Russian. So for me, it is not complicated to orientate there because it is quite obvious that you have to enter your time, date, year and something. But I had an experience with people who wrote me that I cannot do it because everything is in Russian. So I'm not a babysitter. I won't go with everybody and check their data, but it is quite clear in that app. It is not complicated. And then in my profile, there is a short explanation of what each of those planets give and how to read your Soul Formula. So everything can be found in my Instagram profile, starting from how to generate your Soul Formula, where to find this app, and then how to read it.
So everything is available. Everything is for free so far?
Yes.
What you did for me was very interesting. You did something that is called sun activating mechanism.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how is this different? And what information, well, a listener can listen to a bonus episode that I posted on 27th of October. Mm-hmm. So just a sample, very like a glimpse of how does the sun activating mechanisms can be learned about, but what is it and how can we learn about ourselves even more from this tool?
Yeah, the sun activating mechanism was a tool that I discovered for myself later on. So I had already an understanding of what it is when I was studying the Soul Formula, the astropsychology as the second branch. But this was not enough for me because I somehow intuitively knew that there is something more. And I knew that in astropsychology also, when you look at your Soul Formula, the first thing you look at is your sun. And this was what I learned when I was studying astropsychology. And there is a general explanation of how sun works. It can be found in my profile as well. But then each of us are born in a specific sign of the sun. We know it. Everybody knows their horoscope sign, zodiac sign. So even those who don't believe in astrology, they somehow miraculously know that what is their zodiac sign. Then we look at the house of the sun, and this already is the astrology, not the Soul Formula.
Can we just share a little bit, what is this house? What does that mean?
So in our astrology chart, there are 12 signs and 12 houses. And each of those houses represent specific sphere of life. It represents the sphere of life that is in some way important for us. So the first house represents me, myself, my realization, how I show up to the world. The second house is our finances, our health. Third house is how do we learn, our learning, our teachers, and so on and so on. Fourth house is our family, the generations before us. Fifth house is how do we have fun, and also children. So many spheres of life are represented by those houses. And when the sun is in one of those houses, it illuminates the house and it becomes a part of a person's personality. So it becomes part of me and it becomes very important part in my life. So the part of me which I have to live through, where I have to show myself, where I have to shine, where I have to be the star. And for example, your son is in 12th house, and 12th house represents spirituality, art, charity as well. And all these big blocks in different forms have to be present in your life. You have to shine through them. You have to shine through different kind of arts, through spirituality, through, I don't know, it can be psychology, it can be astrology, it can be also science, it can be religion, but in some way you have to shine through these spheres. And through charity that comes from your deepest desire to give, and not something like, I will give it to you, and then I unintentionally expect something from you as well. So this is not what 12th house is about. If you shine in all those spheres of life, then your life becomes way more easier, and you feel yourself better. And when you feel yourself better, you're not afraid anymore. Oh, what others will say. Oh, maybe I can't do it. Maybe this is not for me. Maybe this is, I'm not talented enough. I'm not unique. I'm not anything. So it all disappears because I finally feel who I am, and I don't think that I'm nothing. So life doesn't become easy, but it becomes interesting, and it becomes full of experiences, full of new acquaintances, because you finally feel yourself and you can present the world who I am. And the right people come to you because they come to real you, not something who you are not. Everything begins with a sun in our chart. And when we take care of our sun, the whole chart is illuminated, and we finally see who we really are, where is our potential. And if we have this soul code and we understand how to develop this potential and where exactly it is, so it is just a shortcut. We can find it all just by listening to ourselves and living the lives we really want to, not the lives we see on Instagram. So, oh, this is cool, but do the things that I really want. And for somebody, this is a tarot reading. For somebody, this is entertainment for kids. For somebody, this is cooking. So it all differs. And if I like cooking and I might be great at it, but I think that this is something I cannot earn with it, and I'm not special. There are tons of people who are cooking and so on and so on. So you will never try it, and you will never see that to what it can lead.
I'm really curious now about your experience with your clients. Have you ever had a client who did the sun activating mechanisms with you, and they discovered something so new for them about themselves that changed their life? They would say, wow, I'm a terrible teacher. I don't want to do this, never, ever. And then you said that this is actually what you have to do, and if you do it, you will become the better version of yourself.
Maybe not that straightforward. But I had this project where we did exactly the sun activating mechanisms, and there were many cases where people discovered that they can do much more than they could ever imagine, that their life can be different. There was a girl who, she said that she really understood what to do, and she started her online shop and online business. She created her Instagram, and then I met her in real life, and she was very happy about what she was doing. And she said that it was because of those sun activating mechanisms, because before she was afraid that maybe it's not mine. Nah, 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 nah. Then I had a girl who did those sun activating mechanisms to check how they work. And she said that she has tons of energy. She doesn't know where to put it all. So it somehow maybe even creates a problem, because when you start doing them, you have to have purposes in life and understand where you will go. And then she was the one who offered me to create my digital design, to create my logo, my webpage designs. And she did it, and so many people were interested after that in what she's doing, and she had so many people writing to her, so she even closed the door. She's like, no, I can't take nobody and nobody else, and she understood it through this path of starting from sun activating mechanisms and going through it all until now where she is. And I think that she will discover much more when she will start to test herself in a real life. This was a very bright example. And then I had many cases where people just wrote that now they understand why their desires are the desires that they have and how to fulfill them. And many boundaries break. Many boundaries break because I allow myself to be myself. So I have many, many, many people who had this kind of reviews of their sun activating mechanisms and karmic paths as well. So there are many different instruments that I share. And I have a lot of people who are present in all my projects, and they are just waiting for the next information from my last project about the relationship. So relationship as a nice bonus where you learn how you can interact with your partner and your kids and your colleagues, how those deepest love feelings turn on, and how we impact other people just by being ourselves. And there I had already many reviews that we are listening both with our husband, and now we finally understand how to communicate with each other. And this is so great. We understand our children. We understand that and that. So many people feel that their life is getting easier, and they see that they can do it. And of course, it takes a lot of time. For me, it took approximately half a year when I just agreed to do some lecturing. And this opportunity came to me after half a year. And I had a girl who found a relationship because of our consultation. And I usually receive those reviews after half a year, 7 months. And I started to consult on a regular basis only 8 months ago. So all these cases that are immediate, they are not that often seen, but I already received the reviews. Oh, I had one girl also in sun activating mechanisms project where she write her review month after the project ended because her life were just completely different. It turned 180 degrees. So she found an amazing partner. She started to travel. She was super happy with what she was doing in life. She started to bring some ideas to life. And so she wrote that, okay, I'm writing the review only now because I didn't have time to write that review because my life was going so amazingly fast. Also, there are people where I can tell those mechanisms and I can tell what their potential is and so on and so on, but I cannot force nobody to do it. So this also...
You have to do it like with everything. You are the one who is opening their eyes, but they have to take their hands and do the yes. work, which sometimes it's harder things. But if you want to change, that's the only
yeah.
way.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had many girls who told that, okay, I'm starting to do it and I have so much attention, so many compliments, and life is just becoming better. And the best cases for me were students or youngsters who just finished or are going to finish high school, like 12th grade. And when after our consultation, bless you, they feel that they can do what they want. And everything will be fine.
If somebody would have told me or given this tool when I was 18, mm-hmm. you know, that would be just, I mean, we cannot regret what we didn't have. Of course, we just can work with what we have now. But I'm so grateful that now somebody who maybe even listens to this and is in the state when they have no idea what is happening, they have so many tools to discover those things. They can just have one consultation with you. And then they say, damn, this is where I have to go. At least try, you know, when you did this activating mechanisms for me. And it was just a glimpse, like a very simple way, as you said. Yeah, because I believe you go deeper in a real consultation. But for me, it was so many things fall into pieces in my head because it kind of was not so many new things about myself. But I was not using it to my power.
Yeah.
So It was just, and other things were so comforting, like, ah, that's okay. So that's fine. That's how it is. And then you can just go further with so much more confidence. Yeah. So if somebody is interested, it's really super interesting. Sandra speaks, as you can see, excellent English. Just try. I mean, if we don't try, we'll never know. And what other things do you do? Because it's not the only thing. You do online online workshops, which are in Latvian. Hopefully, they will be.
I am working on it, on English. I'm thinking about English will be first, most probably. Then I'm thinking about Russian. But I think that I will start with English, because in Russian, this information is actually quite available. You can go and study this knowledge. It's not cheap. It's expensive to study astrology in the way that I'm studying it, but you can get the knowledge. But in Latvian and English, I don't know why, it just works somehow different. And there is still this perception that I'm just telling you about you. So you are this and this, you are this and this, and that's it. But this is a long time ago already, not like that. So it's totally different. We just see the potential. This is how you get to it. See the problem. This is how you can solve it in your specific individual way. So you feel that and that. Okay, let's look where we can find the traits in your chart and maybe try to find the way how you can get out of it by doing 5 steps and practicing it for 1 month. So everything here is about doing. And in classic, I don't know why, but there is still such perception that astrology is about telling me that I am this and this and this, and that's all. But this is completely not how it works for me. So for me, this approach didn't work. I didn't see astrology as something worthy until the moment I found this approach. And this was a breaking point when I was like, okay, everybody has to know it.
it changed your life. You used to be a lawyer, happy from outside, deeply unhappy inside, and then you found your true calling, and now you are shining from outside, and I believe you are shining also from inside, because this kind of happiness is impossible to fake. Even if you try really hard.
I don't think that I will do it for my whole life, so this is my calling for this period of time. I feel that I have to do it. I really want to share this knowledge. I really want to give as much as possible to people around me. And if you would ask my relatives and my boyfriend's relatives, so all our family know everything. So they are informed. My sisters and my boyfriend's sisters participate in all my projects, and I'm very proud of it. And then we can discuss it, and those discussions go so interesting. And they also see some different perspectives in their life. And this for me is an amazing sign that I'm doing the right thing, that I can freely share it with my family and my boyfriend's family, that I'm not afraid that I'm doing some bullshit. So I'm so proud of it, and just take it and do it. And they are actually doing it. They are taking new steps in life, and the puzzle is coming together. And I'm so happy to hear it and to see it. And this is so cool. Of course, it takes a lot of time. That's why for me, sometimes it is hard, because I don't receive the immediate review feedback from my job, but I understand, because I went through it as well, and I didn't have my life didn't change immediately. It started to change immediately, but the results came later.
Yeah. So there is sun activating mechanisms that you can do, but you've said me last time a very important thing, that sun activating mechanisms is the base. If somebody is not understanding how the sun is working for them or what is illuminating, then it's not even worth it to go and do the financial charts or whatsoever. If somebody already has done this part, what else is there for them? From astropsychology.
Yeah, then we can look at their soul code. Then we can look where is your potential hidden. So maybe there are things that you don't see you're ignoring, that you, where you think that this is completely not for me, we can illuminate that. So what is it? Then I look also at the karmic tasks, at life's calling. So this is something karmic tasks and my life's not purpose, but the path I have to go through to feel the balance in life. This is another thing that I look at, the big block I'm looking at. Relationships now is a topical question in my blog because many people went to that project I had about relationship, but I don't consult specifically separately on the relationship topics. I don't do it because this comes together with the I understand who I am, and then I solve my relationship issues and the financial chart as well. So what are your optimal spheres where you can realize your potential, and you know, what characters you should develop to be more financially capable, to grow financially, what you should look at more, and what you should pay attention to. For example, some people have to do something with international element. This is mandatory for them. If they are not doing it, then they will not grow financially. For some people, they have to learn how to advertise themselves. So the advertising for them is the main thing that they should focus on. For some people, quality is the best of the best. Like, they have to have the best of the best quality, and then they will grow. For some people, these are connections. They are way more important than just doing their job or advertising themselves or making the product the best quality. So networking and making contacts is more important for them because they will earn through contacts and so on and so on. They are very different things that people should pay attention to. And for example, if he's doing his best at the job and doing that and that and that and a great person, but he has to advertise himself all the time and he's not thinking about that at all. So he's just living somewhere in the shadow. He will not grow and not understand why. So every time I start a consultation, I always ask, so we go as I prepared, so through my scheme, or you ask questions and we go through your questions. You will have your file anyway, so you will get the information, but maybe we can use this time to solve the question that is now very important for you. And then I look at other things in a chart and try to solve the client's issue. But usually people want to go through my scheme. And then in addition, most often they have questions about relationships.
Sandra, this is super interesting. For me, this is a whole new world about astrology, about how you can find information about yourself. Because for me, astrology was a classic understanding of astrology where you read a zodiac horoscope in the morning and kind of program yourself with a kind of giving you a hope if it's good. And then when it's something not so good, then you say, okay, it's a bullshit, I will not listen to that. Or you impact yourself also with that negative information. But this, and I knew there is more about astrology, but I never dig deeper into that because it seemed too complicated. And thank you for doing this because you make it sound easy and you make it so interesting, so enjoyable. And most importantly, that it really helps people. It can be visible through the reviews of your clients and the happy stories on your Instagram stories that you are sharing.
Yeah.
And the last question I'd like to ask you, in your opinion, who is a cool person?
For me, a cool person is the person that looks broadly at the world, who takes everything that stands on his path and he tries. He goes through it by himself and then he makes a decision for himself. I need it or I don't need it. And he never approaches things that come in his life as something that is bad or good. Even before I have tried it, even before I have looked just a little bit deeper, before I agreed to some offer, before I agreed to try something. For me, interesting people are the ones who see the world as a field of opportunities, a field where you can try everything, do everything, and just live through every experience that is on your path.
Cool listener. Take care of your sun. Let it illuminate all the possibilities that are within you already and live your life in full potential. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe for more and share it with your friends. Join me on Instagram for more backstage stories, and I see you next episode.